It says something about farm to school that we're able to have an entire session focused on the topic, and it's a nice statement. This is kind of an interesting first paper because it does give some overview, because what I'm doing, presenting on here, is some formative exploratory research on farm to school in rural Kentucky. Farm to school is one of those things that has a lot of promise and a lot of challenge. For most people, farm to school seems like a win-win situation. Kids eat better, farmers have more things to sell, local economies can grow, and perhaps even, although I don't think the data is at all clear on this, that there may even be improved learning opportunities through some sort of integration of eating with learning and science and nutrition and math and social studies and all sorts of topics. But there are also a lot of challenges that anybody who's worked in farm to school knows about. Cost is a big one. We expect food service to feed kids on a minuscule amount of money every day. And when you add on, we want fresh, we want local, that's a big concern. Logistics are challenging, getting the food into the schools, preparing it, those sorts of things. A big part of it I'm going to talk about, there's some inertia. It's easier to do things the way they've always been done. And related to that is the fear of the unknown. So why do I do this in rural Kentucky? First has to do with financial issues. I was doing research among tobacco farmers in Kentucky as the tobacco program ended, and farmers were looking for new sources of income. And in rural Kentucky counties, the school system is by far the largest single employer and largest single purchaser of products, particularly of food. So they hold a real potential for markets for farmers. The other thing is there are really nice social ties in rural communities that you often don't find in more urban settings. So one farmer told me, we talked to Sylvia, who's the food service school food service director. You know, Sylvia, she goes to church with me up there. And those sort of social connections can overcome some of the obstacles that I'm going to be talking about. Similarly, in another county where I'm doing research, the food service director is the daughter of the agricultural extension agent. So you're going to have a lot of those social ties. And as an anthropologist, the more I look at farm to school, the more I think that one of the strengths of the entire approach has to do with social ties. Part of its ease of research. University of Kentucky is located in Lexington, which is about 250,000 people. And I've tried doing research in the Lexington schools, and I send the proposal to somebody at the research office, and it gets copied to 20 other people. That many people need to look at it. I go into a rural school district. I talk to the food service director. Sometimes she says, can I touch base with the superintendent? And in one case where I actually, I'm going to talk about towards the end, am instituting a farm-to-school project, I actually went before the school board. All of that took a total of 20 minutes. So ease of research, there's my disclosure, I guess. I'm a little lazy sometimes. So this particular research design I'm talking about is formative research to look at stakeholder perspectives. So we've held focus groups and key informant interviews with farmers, food service workers, teachers, parents. Students are yet to come. And I've also been talking a lot to school administrators and extension staff. Now, I don't know if any of you have done much research with farmers, but I can tell you those are the key informant interviews. Getting farmers together in focus groups strikes me as an almost insurmountable challenge. As an anthropologist, I'm also very interested in doing participant observation. One of the first things I do when I go into a community, if I can, is spend a day doing the job of whoever it is I happen to be talking with. So I've been a school lunch lady several times and learned a great deal from that experience. I spend time on farms working with farmers, and it's a really great way to get a sense of the daily challenges that those people run through. So, for example, when I work in a school cafeteria, I get an idea of the time I have to go early enough in the morning. This is the downside of working in rural Kentucky. It's a couple hours away from me, so I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get there to help get breakfast ready. But that's an important perspective to see what food service has to do between finishing serving breakfast and getting lunch ready. And the sort of time constraints they tell me about are much more real when I've seen them in practice. This research is focusing on communities in early stages of farm to school. They either don't have farm to school or they're just starting. The state of Kentucky got a stimulus grant. The obesity prevention part of the State Department of Public Health did a series of small grants to school communities to initiate farm to school activities. So several of the counties that school districts that I'm working in have these small grants, but folks are really just sticking their toes into the water of farm to school here. And this is, again, research in progress, and I'll talk about that as we go along a little bit. So some general findings that I've found, discovered so far, is that farm to school isn't as well known as we might like to think. I go out there, I set up a focus group, say, with middle school teachers, And I ask a break the ice question. So tell me, where have you heard about farm to school? What have you heard about farm to school? And so those of us who deal with farm to school all the time could answer that question. But most food service workers don't know anything about it. They know what it means by the name of it, but they've never really heard about it. They don't read about it in their local newspapers. Farmers that I've talked to have been a little bit more aware than other stakeholders, but I recruit farmers by going to the county ag extension director and agent and say, who would be some farmers who you think might be interested in farm to school? So they're targeting me to people that they think are inclined in this direction in general. Generally, they're farmers market producers. Even when farm to school is happening, as is in the case of one of the middle schools where I've done some work, lots of people don't know about it, which suggests that one of the parts of farm to school is not just doing it, but letting people know that you're doing it. And that came through very strongly in a couple of the focus groups. The second set of findings is that farm to school, even though they don't know what it is intuitively appealing to the key stakeholders. So a couple of quotes. I think it's a good idea because where we used to be such a farming community, we're not now. And there's a lot of city children that don't know a farm, a chicken, a cow, or a garden. And this is from a food service worker. A teacher said, I think a major advantage is it involves your school as well as your community and provides an income for people outside of the school as well. So stakeholders are getting the idea that farm to school has a lot of potential beyond just the walls of the school, which I find very encouraging. So why isn't it everywhere? Because farm to school is, if you read the National Farm to School website and the Community Food Security website and stuff, it seems like it's everywhere, but in fact it's not. In rural Kentucky we have definitely a minority of the school districts that have even dabbled in it. Well, you've got varied stakeholders with different goals, worldviews, and even they speak a different language. It took me a long time, and I'm still not there, to understand the language of food service. I'm much, much better, more experienced at talking to farmers. But talking to food service, they phrase things a different way. They have different priorities. And so connecting those two groups, let alone if you bring in parents and teachers and kids, creates some real challenges. Formative research in a project, one of the things I've talked to some folks who do farm to school, they say, well, just get out and start it. And I'm a real believer in planning before you jump into something. Because dealing with some of these integrated perspectives and trying to integrate them is pretty important. So one of the things that folks who want to promote farm to school can serve as is essentially a cultural broker. So like I said, I'm learning to talk the food service language. I don't know that I'll ever understand how they manage to do their budgets, but I know that's something I got to learn more about. But talking to them and when I go to talk to farmers, trying to put the perceptions of the food service folks into the considerations of the farmers and vice versa is an important element. So what are those food service perspectives? First of all, they're deeply concerned about student nutrition and very encouraging of better eating. And they're actually very, very gratified when I tell them I recognize that. Food service workers tend to feel embattled, constantly being criticized for what they serve. This first quote comes from a school that was not doing farm to school. And they said, we had broccoli yesterday, and I just joked around with some of them. Like, the boys came through and said, you know, I don't want broccoli. And I said, oh, real men eat broccoli. So one little boy said, oh, okay, I'll try some of that. And that is not at all a unique occurrence. One of my days as a lunch lady, this was in a very low-income school, and one of the women on the steam table next to me leaned over and said, make sure he gets a little extra. He doesn't get enough at home on the weekends. And that individual knowledge of students from food service workers is something that, I don't know, maybe it existed when I was in school many, many years ago, but I don't think it did. I think that's something that maybe that's partly rural communities, and maybe that's something that is focused on trying to figure out how to feed these kids best is playing out among the food service community. The second quote comes from a school that's just starting a farm-to-school program where they're taking tomatoes from the local middle school, high school greenhouse and serving them in the cafeteria. So they said the first time we put the tomatoes in the tomato-cucumber salad made a big difference in how much they took of it. But you, and this was the food service director in a focus group talking to the rest of her staff, you were all talking it up, and they just talked to them, the students. We're not the lunch ladies that just slap mashed potatoes on your tray and walk on through. And I think that tells you something about how to engage food service workers in farm to school and make them a key partner, not just the folks putting the food on the tray. They are, however, significantly constrained by budgets, and they told me things about the importance of cutting down on labor costs, and that's why they're serving canned food and frozen foods mostly. They don't have the time, they don't have the labor money to process foods, and that's one of their big concerns about farm to school. And this is sort of the inertia issue I mentioned in one of the early slides. They're accustomed to the ease of the current system. Right now, I just sit down and I write what I want, I send it in, and they bring it in, and it's said and done. So the idea of dealing with 3, 4, 5 or more farmers and figuring out delivery times and scheduling and when it's going to be paid and all that stuff is much more difficult than just going with your, in our case, it's often Gordon Food Supply or whoever your food supplier is, and writing it out once and billing it on a monthly basis. There are also a lot of concerns mentioned about food safety and monitoring, and I'm going to come back to this in a little bit, and there was some interesting discussion of that in one of the sessions in the last period here. Okay, farmers are telling me some somewhat different things. Farmers, if anybody's worked with farmers, that first word is a key one. Farmers tend to be very cautious. Before they sink a bunch of money into something and devote their entire capital for essentially a year into some project, they want to know more information about something. So it does represent a potentially significant investment. And the other thing that farmers do is the way farmers tend to learn, and I say this as a grandchild of farmers, is they look over the fence a lot. And they want to see how it works for somebody else. And in a rural community where there's no farm to school in any of the neighboring counties, it's hard to find that fence to look over. So they often treated me as an information source. I'm here doing an interview to collect information. They said, well, how does farm to school work? Or how would we handle that liability problem? Which created something of a quandary for me as a researcher trying to collect information. And definitely I'll have to play that dual role of researcher and cultural broker, information broker. Farmers are attracted often to the size and dependability of the institutional market. Now, again, these are primarily farmers market farmers. And they'd say things like, school ain't going nowhere, that's where you've got to go. They've got to eat up there. And then they'd say it wouldn't take them as much time to sell. They could focus more on growing. But some of the larger growers saw individual schools, these are folks who are selling more to roadside stands and things like that, saw going to individual schools as really more hassle than it might be worth from an economic standpoint. And then there's a real worry about the reliability of the market. What if the school all of a sudden decided, well, we're not going to do tomatoes anymore, leaves us with half a greenhouse full of ripe tomatoes and not know what to do with them? So part of this is this cautious interest again. They want to know, want to have some predictability in an industry that's inherently unpredictable. Parents, not surprisingly, are unhappy with the quality of school food. And they would tell us things like, I used to go to school and eat lunch with my kids and I dreaded it. And having been a parent in that perspective, I understand that. Parents have very little awareness of farm to school, but lots of interest in it. So even in this middle school that was doing farm to school, several of the parents in our focus group who were recommended to me as parents who'd be really good to talk to about this, so these are parents who are heavily involved in the school, didn't know anything about it, but they tended to have very positive attitudes about it. One of my favorite quotes here is this: I grew up and we had a garden, but a lot of people don't get that. I don't think there's any of that served in the system. I think the cafeteria is all canned foods brought in by, what's that truck? The Cisco truck. So parents know where the food is coming from and are not terribly impressed. But they, as this last quote shows, they really like the concept of farm to school. It's very appealing to them. Parents, and this is something that was sort of unexpected to me, parents saw their role as advocates for farm to school. Once they got all excited about it in this focus group, they said, well, if it's going to happen, we've got to rock the boat a little bit. And so again, tied in with that publicity thing that needs to be added, parent advocacy is something that I think we need to build into farm to school programs. So looking at these different stakeholder perspectives, there are a couple of areas of common concern. Big one is about reliability of local sources of produce and what happens in a bad growing season. What if you can't get the tomatoes there in the same day that you thought you were? When school food service tends to plan menus a month in advance. There is significant concern about food safety and liability. But the more I think about it, and I was thinking about this during some papers I heard in the previous session, was the concern is really about liability, not food safety. So parents didn't mention anything about food safety. But if you look at what food service and farmers are saying here in these quotes, is they're talking about liability. And that's their concern. And there's some, and in rural counties where there hasn't been farm to school, the insurance agents don't know about how to underwrite liability policies. So there's a lot of concern expressed about that. Some of the areas of minimal concern were things like deliveries, pricing, and produce quality, all of which keep me awake at night thinking about how I'm going to solve this in the farm-to-school project we're starting. But folks said if you start small, stakeholders saw these as fairly easy to resolve problems. And a lot of this has to do with talking and communication, those social ties. And so I think a lot of those problems can be solved that way. So next steps, I'm going to continue this research in some other school districts, and I've just started a new grant to institute and evaluate farm-to-school as a way to get kids to eat more fruits and vegetables. And one of the things we're doing in that is cross-stakeholder groups, where we're going to put farmers and food service people in the same room so they can express their concerns to each other and talk them out some and get that kickstart that communication. Okay, thank you.